Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate a feast that many people scratch their head, the feast of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica. What does that mean? And why is there a feast for a building? The feast of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica. Look at this. Let me explain. In the year 313, the Roman Emperor Constantine declared the Edict of Milan, which was an edict granted religious freedom to Christians. First time, the year 313. And Constantine himself donated the Lateran Palace, donated that incredible building to the church for its first basilica. The Lateran is the cathedral of the Bishop of Rome, the Pope, and as such, it ranks as the mother and head of all the churches in the city and in the world. It was the first in the year 313. From its dedication on this date in 324, until the 15th century, the Lateran was the residence of the popes. And even today, the Holy Thursday liturgy at St. John Lateran is celebrated there. On Holy Thursday, surrounded by the towering statues of the 12 apostles bearing the instruments of their martyrdom. This is the church, the first church granted when the Christian people gained freedom. This was the first church, the first building. And it's surrounded inside by 12 apostles carrying the instruments of their martyrdom. Brothers and sisters, our church rose upon the blood of the martyrs and the courage of the early Christians. And above all, it stands in the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God. Thank God that you're free to go to church. Thank God. Don't take it for granted. Pray for it. Pray that God will protect it. First reading for today is taken from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 47, verses 1 to 2, 8 to 9, and 12. This is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The angel brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water flowing out from beneath the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the facade of the temple was toward the east. The water flowed down from the southern side of the temple, south of the altar. He led me outside by the north gate and around to the outer gate facing the east, where I saw water trickling from the southern side. And he said to me, "This water flows into the eastern district, down upon the Arabah, and empties into the sea, the salt waters, which it makes fresh." You hear that? It makes fresh. "Wherever the river flows, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live, and there shall be abundant fish. Wherever this water comes, the sea shall be made fresh. Along both banks of the river, fruit trees of every kind shall grow. Their leaves shall not fade, nor their fruit fail. Every month they shall bear fresh fruit, for they shall be watered by the flow from the sanctuary. Their fruit shall serve for food, and their leaves for medicine." In other words, the living water will bring life, will heal and restore and make well, and bring newness, bring what has not been seen before. This is the water, ultimately. This is a prophetic word. But that water ultimately flowed from the side of Christ. And when we drink deeply of the water that flows from the side of Christ, our baptism, communion, all the ways that we open ourselves to receive the mercy of God, that living water is intended to flow through you so that not only are you cleansed and healed, but those you relate to are. What obstacles do you put up to the presence of God working through you? Do you receive the living water? Are you cleansed? Are you healed? Are you restored? And then in turn, are you being a vessel that God can use for the sake of others? This is what God wants to do. Wherever the river flows, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live. There shall be abundant fish, for wherever this water comes, the sea shall be made fresh. Is this not what flows from the side of Christ? It is supposed to flow through the life of the church to God's people. Are you in your parish allowing, are you personally coming before God and saying, let the living water of Christ cleanse me, refresh me, nourish me, heal me, and use me for the building up of the body? That should be the heart and the soul of every single Catholic in every parish today. And it's not. And why not? Because we lack faith to believe that this word is true. People willing to be martyred, to give their lives in the beginning of Christian history. What has happened to us? We're even afraid to contradict or to speak up or to declare the truth in any situation. We just be quiet. I don't want trouble. Well, brothers and sisters, if we don't speak up what is the truth, we will have trouble. Along both banks of the river, fruit trees of every kind shall grow. Their leaves shall not fade, nor their fruit fail. Every month they shall bear fresh fruit, for they shall be watered by the flow from the sanctuary. Christ, the Eucharist. Their fruit shall serve for food, and their leaves for medicine. This is what God wants to give us and to use through us. Cry out to God. Lord, teach me how to be your disciple. Teach me how to follow you. Your teachings are hard. But, oh, brothers and sisters, when we choose to follow him, intimacy with Christ makes it infinitely worthwhile. And that's what God has for you. So pray to the early martyrs of the church today. Ask them to pray for you. Psalm 46, the waters of the river gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. God is our refuge, our strength, and ever-present help in distress. Therefore we fear not, though the earth be shaken and the mountains plunge into the depths of the sea, because there is a stream whose runlets gladden the city of God. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. Come, come, come to the Lord. Come to the living water. Behold the deeds of the Lord, the astounding things he has wrought on earth. You and I are God's temple by baptism. So the living waters are supposed to flow you to reach out, to nourish all those around you, to heal and to restore. Honestly. We don't live it. We don't believe it. And we don't. Ask God to help you. Help me to live this reality. Teach me every day what I can do, both to receive and then to give. God will answer your prayer. First letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 9 to 11 and 16 and 17. Brothers and sisters, you are God's building. This is another analogy, but the same thing. You are God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building upon it. But each one must be careful how he builds upon it, for no one can lay a foundation other than the one that is there, namely Jesus Christ. We build on Christ, brothers and sisters. Our foundation is not made of the things of this world. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Take that verse to the Lord. Ask him to help you to grasp it. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For the temple of God, which you are, is holy. God will take care of your enemies. You just do what God has given you to do and be, most of all, be what God has called you to be in him. Son, daughter, and brother and sister to one another. The Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 13 to 22. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He was angry because they had taken the house that was dedicated to the worship I've just been talking about and made it a place of commerce, buying and selling. And so he became angry. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." And the Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you're going to raise it up in 3 days?" See, they're not hearing him. They're simply working from a human perspective. But he was speaking about the temple of his body. And therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. It's so easy for us, brothers and sisters, it's so easy for us to get caught up moment by moment in the ideas of the world and the goals of the world and the flesh and the devil. We're caught up in them. If we come to the Lord and say, "Lord, I want to belong to you. I want to renew the vows of my baptism." You can. "I want to renew the vows of my baptism that were made by my godparents for me. I want to renew those promises. I want to renew the promise I made to you in my first communion, in confirmation, to be your disciple, to be your follower. I want now, as an older adult perhaps as someone young, I want now, Lord, because I hear you, I hear the truth of your word, I hear what you're saying to me, and I've succumbed to the value the world puts on us rather than the infinite value that you put on me. And give me." The Church of St. John Lateran, today they will honor God for God giving them the grace and the courage to die so that Christianity might be freely lived and preached, not only in that church, but all over the world. It was the first church, but all over the world that freedom is ours. We can give it up, we can reject it, we can ignore it, or we can embrace it. May you embrace it for his honor and glory, for your salvation and the salvation of all those you love. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net. renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.